following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good day. This is Scott for Scott's Easy Seed. This brilliant stuff is guaranteed to grow grass in any bare patch, even if you miss a day of watering. That's because it combines the finest seed and fertilizer with a natural mulch that absorbs and holds six times its weight in water. That's something that ground-up paper and some other brands just can't match. To learn more, go to Scotts.com. Go on, repair those bare spots with Scott's Easy Seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Had a good Tuesday morning, everyone. March the 4th, Doug and Daddy Show. We are jam-packed today. Damon Day is our co-host. What's up, man?
It is 37 degrees out right now.
Yeah.
I had my truck windows down. I am in a light sweatshirt, and it feels balmy. Yeah. Up at Memorial Field today. Like, it's just, like, you can just tell.
Taking infield with the shirts off.
Hey, honestly, we had a couple guys there this morning just getting in some extra work, and it's 37 degrees.
Well,
I mean, when you're down at that minus two area and it's cold,
about it.
It just when it gets up, when that sun's out, it's a great day. So I'm very excited about the weather forecast for today.
I'm excited about our show lineup for today. We're going to start with Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach. They have their first ever MIAA tournament game tonight at home against Lindenwood. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, is going to join us, talk a little Husker hoops, but spring ball starts this weekend. He had to sit down with Coach Pelini over the weekend. We'll see if he got really anything out of that. We'll talk with the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Year, Jordan Hooper, will join us around the bottom of the hour, just second half of the show. And Grand Island Northwest is trying to defend their girls' state basketball championship. Mike Herzberg will join us in the second half of the show as well. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, it's all there for you. But it is so great that you are in today, Damon Day, on the morning after LeBron James' 61-point performance, and I know you are jacked.
Come on, man.
What?
Ethan Brozak could score 61 versus the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. I mean, really? 61 against the Charlotte Hornets?
You put
I mean, those guys are an NBA D-League team.
Yeah.
I think the D-League would – I don't even think they'd be in the playoffs of the D-League.
Are they
so,
better than the Knicks?
I think they're both D-League teams. I didn't know there was a crossover going on in the NBA this year, bringing up D-League teams to play NBA games.
So you're saying Charlotte-Lindenwood, pretty even matchup?
I would go with, I think Lindenwood's got a little bit more athleticism, but Charlotte's got a little bit more experience.
So Brozak gets 61 tonight, we're in good shape?
I think if anybody goes for 61 tonight for the Lope Show, I think Coach Lofton and Coach Cropper are going to be extraordinarily happy.
Well, let's ask Coach Lofton, will you take that, Coach?
Day is brutal, man. Brutal. Yeah, I would take it. I'd take it in a New York minute. Hopefully, we're going to have to be a little bit more balanced in order to beat these guys. But, hey, if Connor wants to come out and put up 61 or Brozak or Dentlinger, I'm not gonna turn it down.
Have you had to console Connor today? It was a rough day for the Baronics yesterday.
I have not seen him, and that might be why. Usually he comes by the office and bugs me for an individual this morning, and he did not do that. I didn't put that together, but since you said that, yeah, that could be a source of it right there.
Be nice today, I guess. But let's jump right into it. First, great finish to the season. We've talked about it with you before. Your team is different in the second semester than what you did in the first semester. But just talk about this last couple of weeks, positioning yourself to have the home game tonight. Sixth in the league.
Yeah, we're very pleased with our kids. I'd said it from the first day when people asked me about it. We really like our team, and we like it a lot more with Ethan Brozak that came in at the semester. And you know, they've done a good job all year long. At one point we were 5-10, and they fought back from that and got us to where we are right now. We've had a couple tough home games, one against Northeastern, who we came out and played exceptionally well, and then we had Central Oklahoma, who we had to find a way to win, you know, there at the end. Before that, we went on the road to Emporia and to Hayes, and, you know, it was the second time we were playing both those teams, and it was at their place, and obviously we came up short in those games. But, you know, all in all, we're happy to be a sixth seed, and we're happy to go from not being in the tournament to hosting the tournament, hosting a first-round game, and hopefully we can go out and perform well tonight.
Coach, what was the biggest difference for you guys? I mean, we as a coach, you kind of know what it is, but it kind of explained to the fans and whatnot. What's kind of the difference from year one to year two for you guys?
I mean, the biggest difference is obviously you add Connor Baronic and Ethan Brozak. That simplifies things a whole lot. Then you look at Mike Dentlinger is actually healthy at this stage of the season. You know, the two seasons before that, he had season-ending injuries. So, you know, those are big factors. And then I think we just, chemistry-wise, it's, you know, as far as attitude, work ethic, and just overall chemistry in the program, it's a lot better this year, and I just think it's a combination of those things.
Talk with Kevin Lofton, UNK men's basketball home tonight against Lindenwood, trying to get to the quarterfinals in Kansas City, which has some really good memories, I guess, if we talk about the old days of Loper basketball. But, Coach, we know your team is different than the first time you guys met, a high-scoring two-point win here before Christmas. Is Lindenwood any different?
You know, I think their strength is the same, and I think they've gotten better. You know, the kids that are their strength have gotten a little bit better. They shoot the ball really well on the perimeter. Point guard is really quick, can shoot the three. He's got a good mid-range game and does a good job of running his team. And then they have a wing that's a really good three-point shooter, really good all-around player, Tyler Russell. You know, he shoots it in the 40s. He shoots it high 30s from the three-point line, but that's kind of, you know, misleading. You know, a lot of his shots are with guys hanging all over him. He's having to come off, you know, staggered screens and do whatever he can to find the space to get a shot. Versus rhythm shots. And so, I mean, if you look at his percentages, you think, well, he's not that great, but in essence, he is. He's a really good player. So the strength is on the perimeter, and they're a heady, tough, well-coached team that, you know, pushed us to the wire the first time. Actually, I think we were down 8 with 2 to play and found a way to steal it, and that's the only way you can say it when you're in that situation, and I'm sure they remember that, and I think it'll be a good game tonight.
Coach, what are the two or three things that you guys have to do tonight coming out first time playing in an MIAA tournament at home? What are the two or three things you're going to look for your team early that's going to help you propel you guys to win?
I think it starts with just the sense of urgency, Damon, and I know this late in the year you got to understand that it's win or go home time. It doesn't matter what your seeding is, what your overall record is, what happened the first time you played someone. Hey, it's whoever performs the best over a 40-minute segment is going to be moving on, and the other team is done. I mean, that's just the time of year it is. So you got to come out and you got to play. You got to value every possession, and you got to play with a sense of urgency. I think those are the two most important things. And then, I mean, I think from a defense perspective, we have got to control their perimeter players. If their perimeter players are able to come in and have a really good shooting night, it's going to be hard for us to win. Offensively, they kind of mix it up between man zone. They'll probably may throw a little box and one at us, possibly some triangle and two. So they're going to try to keep us off balance. offensively. So we're going to have to be able to execute through some kind of junk defenses and find a way to score.
We'll let you out of here with another couple thoughts. Kevin Lofton, head coach with Tom Kropp of the UNK men's basketball program. If you advance on, which, again, last night there was all kinds of craziness in the women's side of this bracket.
But, I know, right, yeah.
I'm sure that'll be brought up. But
yeah.
You get a chance to play Missouri Southern if you win on Friday, and then maybe Northwest Missouri State, the 2 seed, if you can get into the semifinals. I'm sure that you're the team that a lot of the other coaches would say, we don't want to play them now. They're the team that has kind of they've figured it out a little bit. And you haven't played. I mean, Missouri Southern was the conference opener way back on December 5th.
Right.
And Northwest Missouri was the first or second game after the Christmas break. Do you sense that there's a chance you guys could get a roll going here?
You know, Coach and I have really, and Coach has been really adamant about it for the longest time. He's told our kids, and it's the truth. I call it speaking greatness into them, but he's really been preaching hard to the kids about believing in themselves and that we have the team that can get on the run. I mean, we've been together for 19 years. We've been to 10 NCAA tournaments, and, you know, this is a team. It's hard to say it. When people look at the record, they're going to think we're crazy because we're 14-12, but we have a team that has some pieces that could make a run like that. And so, you know, hopefully the kids are not satisfied. Hopefully they're hungry. And if they come out and play like that, you know, I don't think there's anyone down there that we're afraid to play. I think some teams are going to, that we played earlier, like, okay, Missouri Southern, for example, they haven't seen Ethan Brozak in person. Delquan played 1 minute in that game before he came up with a torn hamstring. So, you know, we're a totally different team than they faced at the beginning of the year. So, as a coach, that would concern me if I were them. I don't know if it does or not, but, you know, we're playing for respect. We were picked 13th to start the year, and, you know, we've definitely proven people wrong in regards to that, and hopefully we can get a win tonight and go down and try to show that, you know, we're capable of playing with the top four teams in the league.
You're not a 14-12 team. You're a 9-2 team. Is that how you guys look at it?
I just know we're better than our record.
Cool.
I think a lot of teams say that. This is our chance to prove it, and hopefully we'll come out tonight and start things going in that direction. Because, I mean, I know Coach believes it, and I truly believe it. I mean, we've been to the NCAA tournament. We've played really good teams before, and, I mean, the team that we have right now has those caliber kids. We just got to keep it going.
It's Damon Day night tonight at UNK Basketball.
Hey, there you go. Right there. Hey, everybody show up. Damon's paying for your ticket.
There you go. Sounds good. Kev, go to Kansas City with this basketball team and wreak some havoc. Best of luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, see you, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
That's Kevin Lofton, UNK co-ed men's basketball coach with Tom Kropp. This is a different and a unique situation. Very rare. I mean, this is a different team. You can always say that hey, we get better, injuries, blah, blah, blah. This is a different team. It's like at Christmas, they changed. They got Brozak. They got some other people. They changed what they did. This is a team that is not the team that started 5-10.
I look at it from the inside because I'm around it, so I get to see it. But just what an amazing, amazing coaching job by Coach Lofton and Coach Kropp. I mean, just to stay with it, to stay within your system, to stay within your beliefs, and know that at some point the kids are going to get it and they're going to respond. And to what they've accomplished this season, I mean, just as a young coach who's looked up to both those guys, I mean, just what an amazing, amazing run, and it's all deserved. And I can't, I'm going to be rooting for them tonight and hoping that they get to Kansas City, because there's not a coaching staff and a program that I've been around that deserves it more than them to earn that type of success.
Coming up, Player of the Year in the Big Ten, Jordan Hooper, Northwest Girls Basketball Coach Mike Herzberg, and Steve Sippel, the Journal Star, when we come back.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased, and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print. Up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
Friends don't let friends do things they'll regret.
I've always wanted a face tattoo. Ah!
Friends don't let friends make questionable choices.
I will be representing myself, Your Honor.
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke, especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing, the Enjoy King. So give a friend you care about the only e-cig worth switching to. Enjoy King. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then it's with increasing clouds this afternoon with a high in the upper 30s, and there is a slight chance for snow tonight with lows down to 17. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisky.
Right now it's 36.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Some incredible high school district basketball last night. I joked with Randy Bushcutter, who'll be in tomorrow. He had the most boring game of the three, and his was a two-pointer at the buzzer. Our three radio games last night. 2 points, 1 point, double overtime. Good stuff out there.
That is good stuff. Man. It's that time of year.
Class B and D will finish up their district play tonight, and the B5 final is Aurora and Northwest. That's at Grand Island Senior High, and they will tip off at 7 o'clock. And then our Class D action here on ESPN, it's Overton and Cambridge from Holdridge, and on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Shelton and Fullerton from Grand Island Central Catholic. On Classic Hits, Kennesaw and Elwood from Kearney Catholic. All games tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. Last night, those games in which we spoke of, Kearney Catholic has qualified for state as they hold off a late charge by Grand Island Central Catholic 51-49, and Cozad makes it to state in basketball for the first time in 35 years. This is a special group they've got over there at Cozad, state football champs. Their wrestling team had a great winner. Their basketball team is going to state. We know they've got some track athletes over there. Now we'll see what their golf team does. You know, I hear the old boys over at Cozad, they're pretty good. Let's see what the kids can do.
Yeah, that I'm sure that's what everybody is holding on with bated breath in the greater Cozad area, is how the golf team swings it this spring.
Well, you know, if they're going to complete the quadruple trifecta, you know, they got to be good in everything, right?
I don't know if quadruple trifecta is a thing.
It could be. I could invent that.
But you could invent that.
C1 as of this morning, and again, remember with Class B and D games tonight, that will affect the wild card points in some instances, but it looks like SCOTUS is the number one seed, and that's who Kearney Catholic would play. Cozad would be the 7 seed and draw Wayne. Right now, Boone Central and Wahoo would be the wild cards. Bishop Newman and Falls City are also in the field as district champs. In C2, they just got to be sick right now over at Hastings St. Cecilia, where it looked like they were going to be in for sure, and some weird things happened last night. Donovan Trumbull gets upset by Sutton in double overtime. Lincoln Christian lost, which drops them down a level, and so they've played them a couple of times. That drops St. Cecilia's points behind Southern Valley, who they beat in the sub-districts. And I always have a problem with that because this, we've talked about it every year. It seems like that happens in volleyball or basketball where this wild card comes into play. And I don't know what's fair, what's not fair. But, I mean, St. Cecilia beat Southern Valley, the defending state champions, in the postseason. Southern Valley shouldn't get to jump Hastings St. Cecilia to
make it to the state tournament. There should be no wild
card. Well, and that's another debate out there.
Play it.
That's another debate out there. And then, I mean, there's the benefit of this. I mean, let's face it. Tonight, Kennesaw plays Elwood. Elwood hasn't been to state since 1990. Kennesaw has a 500 record. There are going to be some other D2 districts tonight where top five teams are playing each other. There's nothing fair about it all, but somebody's going to get in that has no chance at a wild card. And then you've got this St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, and Southern Valley, where all four of them are probably qualified in the top eight in the state to go to the state tournament. And only two maybe will go out of this. Maybe three will get to go. So
I don't know enough about it because I'm obviously not a huge expert, but it should just be played. I mean, you should just go through you should go through every level, play every game on the court, and make sure that everything is settled on the court, because I think that's all players and coaches really want.
If they ever get rid of the wild card, they will have to they'll have to get away from what we're doing now, so that it does. So because A is doing it, B is getting into it now with the volleyball. It'll probably go to basketball. It's so hard in C and D because you can't have Fall City playing Shadron on a Tuesday night in a district final. You just can't do that. And that's what would happen. With B, you just run into that a couple of times with your Scotts Bluff and Gehring and Alliance if they're good enough to still be alive, Sydney's and things like that. And in A, outside of North Platte, Kearney, you know, farthest way, you go up to South Sioux City now, it's a little easier. Is the bottom line, and those teams, I guess, are used to traveling. So,
is that why there is the wild card? Is that why they do the current setup so that you don't have that, or is it more just to protect teams and reward them for a regular season?
You know, it's a good question, because it was a big argument when they brought the wild card in, which has been, good Lord, I'd have to look, over 10 years, 12 years ago, I think the wild card come in, because there's two ways to look at it. Yeah, the wild card will allow somebody to trip up at the end of the season, or somebody that just, I mean, let's face it, Damon, Minden and Kearney Catholic are the two best girls teams in C1. They're in the same sub-district because they're 20 miles apart. Not fair. Is not fair. They both should be at state. So that's the argument for the wild card. They were the last two undefeated teams in the state. They played each other to a 7-point game, and they're 1-2 seeds or 1-3 seeds as they go to the state tournament. But if you have wild cards, instead of 8 districts, you have 6. More teams are in those districts, more good teams are going to be in those districts. So instead of spreading it out to 8, where there's less chance of having numerous great teams in the same district, now you have it at 6. Obviously, somewhere along the way, there's going to be some really good teams that get bundled into the same district, sub-district.
Fair enough.
I mean, you would have to agree that if the two best teams were 15 miles down the road, you got to find a way that is fair for them to both get to the state tournament. Because playing the state finals in a high school gym 2 weeks before the state tournament.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know enough about the nuances of it all. I can only go from my personal experience in the high school thing. Sometimes you have the two best teams in the same conference, like you're saying, that someone's got to win it type of thing.
No baseball today. It happened for years. There's no doubt about it. It happened for years. But
and I'm not. And I don't know enough about it to probably give a clear cut. This is how it should be done or whatnot. I just can speak from the coaching standpoint, from the standpoint of if you get it settled on the court and you have a chance to beat that team and you don't, then do you deserve to be in state?
There you go.
I mean, it's
a great
saying.
Argument. It's right. Out there. It's out there. Nebraska-Kansas State baseball was supposed to be the home opener today. Canceled. Hastings College canceled. And it's not because actually the temperatures. It's just that the fields aren't ready to go. I mean,
If Memorial Field wasn't as nice as it was and we hadn't done some of the renovations to it to be able to play because let's face it, it's always the infield surface that everybody's worried about. It's kind of one of those, you know, we're fortunate that, but like you're saying, the fields are frozen. I mean, we're not talking that they're, you know, and that's what's going to be crazy over the next 2 or 3 weeks is it's not going to so much be the snow or the rain that's going to affect baseball. It's going to be the thaw.
Let's go to the phone line here. Blaine from Minden is standing by. Good morning, Blaine. What's up?
Morning. Say, on the basketball championships, maybe you know and maybe you don't, or you can check. I think Colorado has a playback system. Is that correct? You know that?
Ooh, wow. No, I don't know that.
Yeah, I think Colorado had, I think Idaho maybe even had several others, but on their playback is if you lose like in districts or something, you go, I believe they go like Colorado Springs or something, all the losers are in a certain bracket. They play off, and then that's how the wild card, if you want to call it, is determined. The winners come out of the playoff bracket. I would think Kearney sitting there in the middle of the state would maybe think, hey, let's have a playoff bracket and have it here at Kearney, and the towns would have to travel from, you might say, both directions. It wouldn't be one direction for all of them.
That's an interesting point. I don't know. I'll have to find out. Blaine, thanks for the call.
Yeah. I know. A lot of states, it's just straight up sectionals, regionals, semi-state, state.
Yeah.
And you just play. It doesn't matter what you did during the regular season. You can have a 0-25 team beat a 25-1 team, and that 25-1 team on one night put all that behind them, and now it's settled on the court type of thing. So there's many different ways.
Yeah, but
to
they
do it
settled
state-wise.
It. If they were 25-0, they settled it 25 other times. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Damon Day, with you on this Tuesday. Good morning, Sip.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? Long time no chatty.
not that much. I mean, just kind of doing what you're doing, I guess.
Getting ready for spring ball. That's what we wanted to talk with you just a little bit. But
a couple of the
main men that cover Husker football got a chance to sit down with Coach Pelini on the record over the weekend, and we read the articles in the Journal Star over the weekend. Did you learn anything from Bo?
Did I learn anything?
I mean, I'm just saying, you talked to him so much. I think a lot of the stuff you already knew, but you did get him to say it on record. I was just wondering if there was anything too new going into spring ball from the coach.
First of all, what I'd say, Doug, is you assume I know too much. I don't know that much. What did I learn? I mean, I'm always interested in that dynamic between Bo and Sean. And I don't know. It's hard to get a good grasp on that kind of stuff unless you're over there every day. But, you know, I think their relationship, everybody wonders about their relationship. I think it's okay. I kind of like Sean's style myself. He likes to keep a distance. And I see nothing wrong with that. And I don't think Bo sees anything wrong with it. I mean, I think you've been around Bo enough to know that he's probably not the guy that wants a boss hovering over him. So, you know, he says his relationship's good with Sean, and I think it is pretty good. The one thing I guess I learned, which some people may regard as small, but I don't, is that Zach Darlington, the quarterback from the state of Florida, was it Apopka?
Yeah.
He won't be taking any hits. So he's not really in that quarterback competition. It's kind of a three-man deal. And Bo made sure to mention Riker Fife. So it's a three-man. I mean, that's the three you're looking at. The three being Tommy Armstrong, Johnny Stanton, and Riker Fife. So I'd watch Riker a little bit this spring.
That was the one. That was not the one thing, but that was the most important thing for me that I picked up out of reading your articles is that he mentioned Fife with everybody he talked about. Is there a reason besides just keeping the interest in Riker? We know he's good, or has he really done something here in the off season, so to speak, to put himself in the race? Does he actually have a chance?
No. Well, I mean, first of all, yeah, he has a chance, and I think he did. I think I don't think it was the off season. I think it is what he did last season. They like him. That's legitimate. And you saw, obviously, last season that sometimes you need three. And I know Bo likes him. I mean, I know that. That's not just rhetoric when Bo's talking like that about Riker Fife. They would feel fine putting Riker Fife in a game. They would. I know that. So, he's part of that deal. It's not just Johnny Stanton pushing. I can tell you, I, I,
I hope people don't think, well, we got all kinds of problems. My phone's going out here. But the I hope people don't think it's just a two-way battle, because it's not. It's Armstrong, Stanton, and Fife.
Steve Sipple with us until his battery runs out here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah.
Sip,
really organized today.
Hey, I'm with you. We got 25 irons in the fire, so give me your thoughts. We got Pro Day coming up this week for the Huskers on their way out, and then we've got spring ball starting on Saturday. What's the one thing that you're going to be looking at right off the get-go?
Well, I'll be looking at the quarterback race, obviously, but also the linebacker situation. I'm really, really interested in Marcus Newby, who, you know, he's a fast linebacker. But he got decent size, redshirted last year, because he came in late. If you remember, Doug, he came in, it was at the end of August. He came in late. He came into camp, you know, so late that there's just no way he could have played in a game. He wasn't going to be ready. But now I'm interested to see him. I'm interested to see Courtney Love to a slightly lesser degree. They got linebackers. They got a lot of young linebackers. And then think about it now. Trevor Roach re-enters the fray. There's a lot of competition for those three spots. I mean, you're talking six or seven guys that are really, really going to have to go to war here now in the next few weeks.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. One other thing that Coach Pelini said is he's going to let you guys that cover the Huskers on a daily basis watch practice, and Nebraska's is covered after practice, and he's made the comment by as many guys as maybe any school out there. Do you, as a veteran, have to watch out for some of the less veterans so that you don't lose this privilege?
Oh, I gotta. You know what? I'm as loose as anybody, so I better worry about myself. No, I got a theory on that whole thing. I got a theory. I think Bo is, he's wily. My theory, and I called him this morning, and he hadn't returned my call. I'm going to ask him if this is what he's doing. I think what he's doing is creating a little story that takes the focus off the QBs and maybe takes the focus off himself and takes the focus off the pressure the staff might be under, which nobody's talking about. You know, if he can create these little stories, I'm not going to allow you guys to talk to the assistants. I'm going to let you watch practice. Then what do? We talk about that. We don't talk about the quarterbacks much. We don't talk about his situation at all. And I think that may be by design. That's just Peyton. Maybe I've been watching too much True Detective, but that's just my theory.
Coach, oh, man, it all gets started this weekend. It's hard to believe. Spring game a month
You're
away.
You're rolling your eyes, but I'm telling you, I think there might be something to my little theory.
No, I like it. I like it. Sip, I got state basketball the next two weekends in Lincoln. Can I take you to lunch?
What do you think?
Yeah. I'll be in touch, brother.
Yeah, hey, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. Yeah, hey, be in touch, okay?
All right.
I'm buying.
Yeah, well, we'll flip a coin. I'll probably win. Sip, we'll talk to you later. I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Yeah, hey, thanks for your patience, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Anytime, buddy, anytime. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, Husker beat writer, joining us here. I want to be honest about this thing, too. Sip and Chattel, they're the guys, Omaha and Lincoln. They got their set down with Coach Pelini over the weekend, and I read the articles, and I went, I mean, nothing shook the world here. I mean, it's not like, man, I wish I'd have been in that room. But I like what Sip's saying. There's stories being created, as there always is with Nebraska football, stories being created that aren't really stories.
No, when you're that covered, there's not enough things going on in a day, especially 6 months away from the first kickoff. You know, you're exactly right. What's there really to discuss? Not that much has changed. He hasn't probably even gotten to see his players that often to see who has done what. I mean, he's been on the road recruiting. He's been off the road now for, a month? But I'm sure he's already on to 2016 type signees and doing that side of the ball. So he may not even know who's had gains in the weight room, who's increased their speed, or, you know, who's become a better route runner in individuals and all those things that go into being a coach. And so I'm sure that he's exactly right. There are stories created because there is such a frenzy for any sort of information. Any sort of nugget gets devoured and looked at and dissected any different ways. And because that's just because people have a genuine passion to want to know kind of what's going on. And I think that, you know, Coach Pelini is really in that position right now where, guys, I don't have much for you. And everybody wants more, but there's really not much to discuss.
Until I got to write a story, so let me invent something here.
Yes, you know, and so I think it is very interesting about Zach Darlington not taking any hits. I mean, that's almost, you know, that's going to be, I think he went down a bit before September the 1st, mm-hmm. So now you're looking at all the way through, and they still is still not cleared for that type of contact, and maybe it's just more as a precautionary thing, but they've obviously seen something in a coaching staff or seen something in some sort of meetings that is saying, whoa, he's not ready for this, you know, and that's a shame for him as a young man to have to be dealing with that. But I do find that it's very interesting that it is a quarterback race, whereas I think that a lot of people feel like it is Tommy Armstrong's to lose. And I think that's, again, where you're getting into the dissection and the devouring of every little tidbit and whatnot. But let's face it, if Tommy comes out and does what he's capable of doing and shows the brilliance and eliminates some of those little things that we all have questions about, he's going to be your guy.
Little?
You know, well.
Little things?
You know, he's actually taken a Big Ten snap, which the other two guys haven't.
I know. That really seems to most people doesn't even the playing field. I mean, maybe it shouldn't be. We'll take a break here. Jordan Hooper expected to join us when we come back. Northwest girls basketball coach Mike Herzberg and more. Stay with us.
Is a bad credit score keeping you from getting the things you want? If you've been denied credit, paying high interest rates, or just concerned about your credit report, then call the experts at creditrepair.com. At creditrepair.com, our name says it all because it's all we do. With over 15 years of success helping people find solutions to their credit score problems, we know our strategic three-step credit repair process can help you. Call today for your free credit consultation and learn how to turn your credit score into the key that unlocks the door to the things you want, from a car to a house, even a new job. It only takes a few minutes, but what a difference it could make. When you call, you'll also get a free credit report and credit score. Join the thousands of men and women who trust CreditRepair.com as their credit repair partner and call 800-536-5641 for your free consultation. That's 800-536-5641. 800-536-5641.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then it's been increasing clouds this afternoon with a high in the upper 30s, and there is a slight chance for snow tonight with lows down to 17. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Dunaisky.
Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Danny Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And you can see their complete inventory at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Hopefully you're one of the fortunate folks that's getting a good tax return this time of the year. And if you are looking to invest that in a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Midway will work with you. They'll give you the great ideas. You can even apply for financing on the website at thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook. You'll also see great deals that they have in their maintenance department, in their service shop, with the very best auto mechanics that there are around. It doesn't matter if you bought your vehicle at Midway. They can still fix any make or model as they keep up to date on everything that's going on out there. That way, when it is time for another vehicle purchase, you'll be comfortable with the Midway Auto Dealerships. Every day, low hassle-free prices and more than 500 vehicles to choose from your Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's Doug and Daddy Show. And also, did you know we had a good junior hockey team? I know they play, but they're pretty good too. The junior story.
I didn't know that.
They're 18-3-3, and their postseason begins this week. In fact, it begins tomorrow, Wednesday. They'll be taking on Lincoln Southwest in Omaha. It's a double elimination tournament, and it continues through the month. So best of luck to the Junior Storm. They've got kids from Kearney, Kearney Catholic, Amherst, Cozad. So best of luck to them.
Good luck to them.
See how they knock it into the net and get things rolling here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So Doug Duda, Damon Day with you as we roll on here. The Nebraska men will be on the road tomorrow at Indiana. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today is something that we talked about last week, Damon. The Nebraska men are in that position of maybe just getting into the NCAA tournament. There's even that possibility of playing that play-in game. Or you get to play at home in front of a sold-out crowd, and maybe make a run to New York going through the NIT. Which would you rather have as a Nebraska basketball fan? Getting in that play-in game on a Tuesday night and getting beat, or getting some exposure and playing maybe three, four more games?
Recruiting, getting the NCAA tournament.
That's bottom line. That's all there is to it.
Yep. Hey, we got a tournament team.
Okay.
We got an NCAA, in my opinion, you know, it's NCAA tournament. I mean, I understand probably from a coaching standpoint, you're maybe looking at that NIT as a possibility because that just means that you get four more weeks or three more weeks with your players to improve and work on some things. But I think from a recruiting standpoint, to get that next step to where you're always going to the NCAA tournament, you need an NCAA tournament berth under your belt.
That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, there are no play-in games in the women's tournament, and Nebraska hasn't had to worry about that for some time, and one of the reasons is the great play of our next guest. She was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player of the Year yesterday, and we've had the opportunity to have Jordan Hooper join us on the Doug and Daddy Show a couple of times during her career, but it's great to have you back, Jordan. Thanks for the time, and hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's pretty cool.
Well, and I know as you've talked about this before, you've received so many accolades. This will go on the back shelf, and it'll be nice to put at the graduation ceremonies and show the kids and everything down the line. But the goals are a whole lot different, and everybody on the starting five was honored yesterday with one type of award or another. So is it just true that the focus is, yes, this is nice, but now the important part of my career is still ahead of me?
Absolutely, yeah. This was kind of unexpected, so I guess this is just kind of extra, I guess. But, yeah, no, definitely the goals are still in front of us that we still have to accomplish. And we didn't meet one of those goals with the loss at Purdue, so that's kind of sour, I guess, in your mouth. But yeah, definitely the goals are still out there to reach. So this was just kind of extra, I guess, for all of us.
Jordan, we hear the men talking about how tough it is to play on the road, and it's tough to win at Pinnacle Bank Arena for anybody that's coming in, men or women. Yeah. Is it just as tough for the ladies on the road?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really, really hard on the road. I think it's harder because, like you said, Pinnacle draws such great fans, and we draw a lot of amount of fans, and they're always into the game and stuff. And then you go on the road, and I guess other people's fans aren't really that passionate or that loud and stuff like that. So it is harder to create your own energy in it and to get that energy level up and get to playing, I guess, your best basketball. So, yeah, it's definitely harder on the road.
How has been your first year in the new arena, downtown Lincoln?
It's been awesome. I love it. I mean, it really doesn't feel any different than the Vanny. It just kind of rolled right into it, I guess. But I love it, and the fans love it. And so, and I think it's bringing in a lot of extra things we like to say and stuff like that. So I think it's awesome.
Big Ten Player of the Year, Jordan Hooper, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you played Maggie Lucas one-on-one, who would win?
I'm not sure. Probably her. She's quicker. She's a great shooter. Probably her, honestly.
That was such unfair. She was also Big Ten Player of the Year in the media poll, but what do us media people know? Jordan, you got to the great honor, and I think this was the last time that we actually got to chat with you on the show, was playing with the United States team and Sherry taking care of you guys. Coach Yorey keeps talking about how your game has grown. Is it from that time with Team USA, or are there other reasons?
I would say that's definitely some of it. It helped me grow as a person. I know it's not just about shooting now and stuff like that. But I would also say it's because of my own coaches. They have helped me throughout my years here, and Coach Rory gives us a list after every single season of stuff we need to work on. And so I take that and I do work on those things. And so I think it's a combination of both. That the experience was great, and it really, really did help my game, and everything like that. But I think it's also the years that you put in your own institution, in your own university and stuff, and your own coaches that also help you a lot.
Jordan Hooper with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You've had so many things happen here recently. You hit the 2,000-point mark. You had senior night, which was kind of all unto yourself. To this point, what's the most memorable part of this season up to this point for you?
I would say it's just a combination of everything kind of culminating all at one time and happening all at time. Senior night was really awesome, really special, because my family got to come and we got to celebrate, and I got to see everybody that I haven't gotten, like a couple of my aunts, I haven't gotten to see them in quite a while, just because they don't live in Nebraska, stuff like that. So that was pretty special. But also the milestones, I guess, that I've been reaching is pretty special. And I think it's even more special that I've reached it with this team and these people, and they've reached their goals too with M and T getting, or M getting second team and T getting second team and Rachel getting first team and Haley getting defensive. That's, I mean, the coach, everybody. It's just really awesome to be with this group of people, to live this with them and to say I was part of that team and stuff like that. So I think that's the most special part.
You take on the winner of the Minnesota-Wisconsin game. Is there an opponent that you feel more comfortable with, or is it just kind of who's ever up next is your type of mentality?
Honestly, it's kind of who's ever up next. We're not really, I don't think any of us are really that focused on, I guess, who it's going to be. We're just kind of excited to get to be able to play another game and I guess, get better than what we showed at Purdue and stuff like that. So I think we're just excited to get back out there and play.
Are you guys concerned? I mean, it seems like the reason you lost to Purdue is the ball just didn't go in the hole. Are there other reasons when you guys aren't winning, which is so few, mini slumps, even during a game? Are there other reasons besides the ball just not going in?
Absolutely. That's just one of the reasons that I think the ball doesn't go in, because you've kind of lost confidence in your defense, stuff like that. And our defense was not that great in Purdue. We just kind of, I don't know, stuff just wasn't clicking, I guess, on defense or offense. And I think that kind of weighs on your mentality and weighs on your confidence level a little bit. And I don't know, it just kind of had a different feel. Purdue had a different feel to it, even in the beginning. And it just kind of, we made a good run when Brandy was in there. I think Brandy Jeffrey definitely helped us a lot. She picked us up, and I think that's really cool to see. We made a little run, and everybody got excited. That the feeling kind of came back. We're okay, we can do this, we can do this. And then Purdue made another little run, and so that kind of stomped it out. But yeah, I think it's definitely more than just the shots not going in. It's defense, and it's just kind of mentality and stuff like that. So it's definitely not just the ball not going in the hole.
Just a minute left here with Jordan Hooper. We'll let her get back to her day again. The conference tournament, they'll play Friday night about 8 o'clock in Indianapolis. Jordan, do you ever look at bracketology? I mean, all the fans do. Do you guys look at that?
No, I don't ever look at that kind of stuff, no.
Well, that takes me into my next question then. For those of us that do, you guys were selected, and you've known this all year, that if you can get to the Sweet 16, which this program has only been to the one time that you'll get to play at home. People are going to start talking about pressure to reach that spot when you guys are selected for the NCAA tournament. How are you guys going to handle that?
I think we'll probably handle it just like we've handled every other game and every other situation. We just kind of take it one day at a time, take it one game at a time, and take it one practice at a time, honestly. And then not really, I guess probably not listen to, sorry, but not listen to the media stuff like that. You just kind of have to push that out of your mind and just play and know that you're good enough to do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it, stuff like that. But I think, first of all and foremost, we have to get past or get through the Big Ten tournament and make a run there before we can even think about Sweet 16 or anything like that. So.
Well, Jordan, when you guys get done playing in the Final Four, what's the future plans for Jordan Hooper? What are some of the offers you're hearing? More basketball, other things? What are you thinking right now?
I think actually I'm going to give basketball a shot. I'm actually excited to see what that could offer me, I guess. I'm not sure if I want to go overseas yet or not or anything like that. So I'm just kind of keeping my options open, I guess, and hopefully basketball is still that opportunity and that chance. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing next year. So,
well, Jordan, we appreciate you giving us some time here during this busy time. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat again as the season progresses and you move on with your career. So thanks so much for the time, and maybe we'll see you. I mean, it's unfortunate that we probably won't get to see you at the girls' state tournament this week, but you guys will probably be a little busy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Jordan, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take care, Jordan Hooper. That's one of the cool things. If it falls right, men's or women's, they pop in and watch a little bit there at the tournament. And, of course, everybody goes crazy about it, too. So Mike Herzberg is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Northwest Girls Basketball Coach. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up as well. But, Damon, you know it doesn't matter what the sport is. If you've got a tournament mentality is talked about more than the rest. You've got that three sections of the season, you hope, the non-conference, the conference, and then you hope the postseason. When you get to the postseason, what's different from a coaching aspect?
I think the difference from a coaching aspect is just try to keep it as simple as possible and try to keep the team as relaxed as possible. Don't go reinventing yourself. Don't start talking fatalistic about, oh, you know, this will be your last ground ball. This is your last, you know, or your last shot or your last time playing in this arena. I mean, I think all coaches go about it differently. In my opinion, the best way to go about it is try to keep it as simple as possible and stay stay in your routine, stay in how we do some things. And that's tough when you get to the NCAA level. When you get to a regional level, when you get to certain types of things, you're more on the NCAA's clock than necessarily your clock. And so that is very hard to do when you get into these tournament settings, you know, especially like, for example, in the Big Ten women's basketball tournament. You know, their game is going to be on Friday, but it's 25 minutes after that, you know, game seven gets over with. And so, you know, you can't plan. What if it goes overtime? What if it goes late? What if, you know, so there's a lot of what ifs. So when do you eat? When do you not eat? What do you do if it does go into overtime? And now you're in the double overtime. Do you feed them? Do you not? So there's a lot of variables that you as a coach try to control to put your team in the most routine-based. But when you get to tournament time, that's very hard to do.
Well, it'll be exciting. Nebraska will be the final women's team to take the floor in that Big Ten tournament. And it is state tournament time once again for girls programs across Nebraska. And last year it was a special couple of seasons for Grand Island Northwest volleyball and basketball. And Coach Mike Herzberg joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about this year's Vikings chances. And Coach, hey, thanks again for the time. I really appreciate it. How's the team looking?
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate that. Well, we're excited about it. It's been another fabulous year. We've taken it one game at a time, and now when we turn around and look back to be, where we are at right now, it's a great feeling. The kids have worked hard, and we're excited about this coming week.
How have things changed? Because you go through this conference, and as you said, you got good competition. You found a way to really take care of Holdridge, who had had some good matchups with you. What's made this team better even since conference tournament?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that we've done a great job of from December to today is the ability to trust each other. Obviously, we had four returning starters back, but there were new pieces to our puzzle, and maybe in December we didn't trust the new pieces as well as we should have. But over time, that has developed, and I think our district final game against Holdridge showed everybody how much trust we have in each other, because our bench was great, our starters were great, we shared the ball offensively, and we were really solid on defense. So I think the biggest improvement we've made is just trusting each other, and that's a huge key to our success.
How good is Mackenzie Brown, who's coming to UNK? I mean, I know how good she is from watching her, but as a coach, you hopefully get a lot of really good and great players to work with over your career, and you've seen a lot of good and great players. Just give us your thoughts here on Mackenzie as she plays her final weekend for you.
Again, I've been blessed to have some truly great players, and Mackenzie Brown ranks right up there at the very top. She has a great internal desire to be great, and that's why she is as good as she is, because of the number of hours that she spent. But not only does she do great things physically, but mentally she understands the game, and I truly trust her with the basketball at all times. And if she says, let's do this, we do that, and that's how much trust I have in her. And she's a great player. UNK is very, very fortunate to get her. She's going to have a great four-year career there, and I'm sure she'll make that program better each and every day she's a part of it. But obviously I love my players, but I think Mackenzie Brown's one of the best Class B players and maybe one of the best players in Nebraska.
Coach, you're defending state champion last year. This year a little bit different while playing in Pinnacle Bank. Do you prepare your team any differently because it'll be your first time of playing in Pinnacle Bank?
What we did was about 2 weeks ago when Nebraska played Indiana in women's basketball, I called about 4 or 5 days ahead and I got tickets for our entire squad, all JV and varsity players and coaches. And so we drove down in a couple vans on a Sunday afternoon, not telling the girls my purpose, but truly the purpose of that trip was for us to get inside of Pinnacle Bank Arena and just walk around and kind of get familiar with the setting. Obviously, I'm blessed with players who've been in a lot of big-time games and a lot of big-time atmospheres, whether that was volleyball, softball, or our previous experience in basketball. But obviously, it's a new venue. But the basket's still 10 feet high. The free throw line's the same. But we did make a trip there for a reason, and that was to get inside it. So we have been there. We've walked up to the front doors. We've walked through the gates. And so I hope Thursday morning that comes to our advantage. But we're thrilled to be the first ever game to be played there. That'll be something we can take with us the rest of our lives. And now our goal will just be to hopefully win that first game that's ever played there.
Well, you are the number one seed, and so hopefully that things will go your way. What is different about this year's team, Mike, as you get ready to go to Lincoln, or are there much differences from last year's squad?
You bet. Obviously we've tried to build on the strengths that we've had, and when you have four returning starters, you try to play to their strengths. So we're very similar. The kids have bought into man-to-man defense. We believe in guarding the basket, putting good solid ball pressure on, and so we've gotten better defensively as the year's gone on. But our bench has been fantastic. Hannah Rathke, who's starting this year for us in place of Kaylee Warner, has done an outstanding job. She knows her strengths, knows her weaknesses, and she's really played well to her strengths and stayed away from her weaknesses. The other night, Kennedy got in a little foul trouble against Jeldon, and Aaron Schleichart, who's been our post sub, came in and did a great job defensively and took care of the basketball and offense. And then Shelby and Kelsey and Aubrey, who are coming off the bench for us, have also been really solid. So it's been a team effort, and to have the season that we've had and to win it all, it takes everybody. You got to have a great starting lineup, you got to have a great bench, and then you have to have a few things fall into place for you. But we're excited about Thursday and getting our feet wet, and hopefully we can play well and have one more point than Sydney does at the end and get to go back and then shoot our gun. And no matter who it is in the Final Four, it's going to be four great basketball teams.
Mike Herzberg with us for just a last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach at Northwest. Give us a little scouting report on Sydney. They got a nice player in Sarah Marr, gets them about 16 points a game. They're not overly tall. They don't score a lot of points. They're a defensive type of ball club. Or did I just give the scouting report? I guess I'll turn it over to you.
Well, that's good. You did a great job. I appreciate that. I'll take those notes with me. But Sarah obviously is a great scorer. So she'll be a point of emphasis. I love Erin Sorahan and her quickness and her defensive ability. So we'll probably try to match those two players up, and then we'll try to do what we do. Obviously, I spend a lot of time on the other team so that I know what they're doing, but our focus in practice yesterday, today, and tomorrow is about us. If we focus on ourselves, if we pass and we catch and we run the floor and we defend like we can as a group and make shots, then hopefully the outcome will be in our favor. But Sydney's going to want to do the same thing we're going to want to do. They're going to want to win a state tournament basketball game, and so they're going to have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. And so it's just a matter of being consistent for 32 minutes. We don't want to get too super high or too super low. If we get behind, we just want to continue to play hard every possession. And then when those 32 minutes are over, we'll look up at that big board, and hopefully we get to advance to the next round.
And Coach, finally here, you touched on it a little bit, but your thoughts on the field as a whole this year. There's a couple of teams in there that obviously you may not have seen. The girls do get to see Pius when they play volleyball. They don't get a chance to see him when you're playing basketball. Holdridge, you've seen numerous times. They're a three seed. Gretna, Norris, what are you looking at?
Well, again, I think, too, you know, it's a great field. We've played the Yorks and the Holdridges, and they're very good, solid basketball teams. And on the right night, they can be extremely dangerous. I like our chances. We played Norris the first weekend of the year and got beat at their place. But I think we've grown a lot between that time and this time. We haven't seen the Piuses or the Gretnas, but obviously when those teams are playing each other all year long like they do, they have to be good and continue to get better. So it'll be a great field. I don't think there'll be any easy games. Like I said, those four teams that get to Friday, they're going to be really solid, both offensively and defensively. They'll have scores outside. They'll have scores inside. And those two basketball games will be great high school games. And we just hope to be a part of one of those games on Friday.
Well, they are ready for some basketball action. The first game is at 9 a.m., and Grand Island Northwest gets to be a part of everything that is going on. Coach, last question before we let you out of here. Is there a rivalry now with Norris?
Well, obviously, you know, meeting each other in volleyball like they have, and then us playing each other last year, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to that rematch, and if it happens to be that way, we're going to go play as hard as we can, and if it's not them and it's Gretna, we're going to go play as hard as we can against those guys. But Norris is a first-class school, and those kids play hard, and I respect their coaches, and they do it the right way, and those are the type of people and the type of kids you want to compete against, because I hope they feel the same way about us.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck again this weekend, and we'll have the games on the Breeze 94.5, Grand Island Northwest, starting with Sydney on Thursday morning. And, Coach, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, you betcha. Thanks for having us.
You bet, Mike. Thank you so much. We're going to take a final break here, and when we come back, it is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Damon got the one last week, so I got to work on a tougher one. We'll be right back.
Him up.
Straight away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer.
Golic, you know what traveling and basketball and traveling for business both have in common?
Sure do. A lot of business travelers end up feeling penalized for something almost every time they travel.
Right, but La Quinta Inns and Suites gets that, so they take care of one big problem with the LQ Instant Hold mobile feature that lets you hold your hotel room on your mobile with just your phone number.
You mean no credit card, just a phone number?
That's exactly right.
That sounds like a slam dunk to me.
If Instant Hold sounds like a slam dunk to you, let La Quinta take care of you so you can take care of business. Instant Hold a room like never before at LQ.com.
You wouldn't let a friend get in the ring with a heavyweight champ. You wouldn't let a friend guess which wire to cut.
The white one.
So why on earth would you let a friend smoke? Friends don't let friends smoke, especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing. So for everything friends do, return the favor. Give them an Enjoy King electronic cigarette. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at Enjoy.com.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, but then it's with increasing clouds this afternoon with a high in the upper 30s, and there is a slight chance for snow tonight with lows down to 17. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski.
Right now, it's 36.
Show time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won the last 2 months, give us a call now. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Nebraska student athletes Emily Wong, gymnastics Spencer Long, football, chosen as the Wayne Duke Postgraduate Award recipients by the Big Ten Community Partnership. The award is an annual scholarship recognizing one male and one female senior student athlete pursuing a postgraduate degree. Out of all of the Big Ten schools, Nebraska swept it last year, and they swept it this year. I mean, to have one hardly should have ever happened. They got them both again this year. Each institution is asked to nominate one male and one female student athlete, and they get $10,000. And then these guys, that's a great, great deal. So the postgraduate award named for the former Big Ten commissioner who served from 71 to 89. If you'd like to be part of the Doug and Daddy show today, give us a buzz for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
James Morgan.
James, good to have you on the program today. I want you to know that Damon Day came up with our lead trivia question today. Here it is. The Division II National Wrestling Championships are next weekend in Cleveland, and Damon loves Cleveland. I don't know why, but he loves Cleveland. Who was the last Division II wrestling team not from Nebraska to win the national wrestling title?
Mankato State.
Not Mankato State. Quick guess. Try back. 888. I like it, though. At least he knew a little something there. That wasn't it, though. He threw one out. Mankato State. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Nobody.
Nobody saw it. They heard they wrestling?
Call. Well, they call and they go, bleh. They didn't know the answer. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Weston.
Who was the last Division II national wrestling champion not from the state of Nebraska?
Northwest Missouri State.
It is not Northwest Missouri. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Bob.
Bob, who was the last Division II national wrestling championship not from the state of Nebraska?
About Central Oklahoma.
Oh, man. You know, I wish I could tell you that you were right. Do you know that there's only been three national champions since 2001, which was North Dakota State? UNK, now defunct UNO, and Central Oklahoma is the correct answer. Bob, you're the winner, man.
Hey, sounds great.
We will get your information here with Jeffrey, and thanks for listening. Hang on the line. Central Oklahoma. I didn't know.
I thought he'd be a little bit more excited about the victory.
He's excited. He's excited.
Yeah.
He's excited.
Good luck to Coach Bauer and the boys this weekend.
Next weekend, Cleveland, yeah. So there you go. Did we run down everything? Everything good with you? Everything okay? You got me a UNK baseball update?
Yeah, we went down to beautiful Tushomingo, yeah, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. And we didn't play very well. We lost 3 out of 4 to Southwest Baptist. And so back at it yesterday since we had the weekend off with the way the schedule set. So now we're just watching the forecast, getting ready for Fort Hays State. And so, I still, kind of like Coach Loftus, I still really like this baseball team. I still think that our best baseball is ahead of us. But we got to shore up some things and do some things better for us to get on the right side of some wins. And that's what's tough. When you play 4 games in a weekend, if you're not playing well, it can really come back to bite you. There's no kind of time. And when you do it, the doubleheader, there's really no break to kind of regroup yourself. And so we got to kind of lick our wounds a little bit. But I like the mindset of this team. I like the ability of this team. And so, like I told them, don't let a bad weekend go. You know, we got 32 conference games left, so we can definitely rebound from one bad weekend.
it seemed like, I mean, they were high-scoring games, so I'm sure the pitching wasn't what you wanted and maybe the fielding a little bit, but you also scored some runs. Was that the positive of the weekend?
You know, I thought from the positive from the weekend was the way we competed in game number four. You know, some things kind of went against us in game number two, but we came back and won that one. Some things definitely went against us in game number three. There was a ball that was hit to the wall, and inadvertently, I don't know what happened. The base umpire called it a home run, and no one really knows the whole explanation. You're not allowed to get an explanation, or you're ejected from the game. So once you ask the umpires, the conference, you that's it. They don't even have to give you an explanation. And so the ball clearly did not go over the fence. The bases were loaded at the time. And so we never rebounded from that. That's not the reason why we lost, because we got to come back and score some runs and throw up some zeros. But we did not respond very well to that adversity of that situation. And so right now, when you kind of go through a struggle on a rough weekend like we did, it's just kind of getting back to the basics, getting back to our fundamentals. And I'm really was excited with our workout yesterday as a team. I'm really excited today because we're going to be outside. This will be our first outdoor practice that we've had since our season began, where we'll have the entire team together to go outside and be able to do some things for an extended period of time. So I know as a coaching staff, we're really looking forward to that. And so Brandon Langdanger had a huge weekend for us offensively. He's just been carrying us offensively on some things. And Dylan Schroeder has been doing a great job for us. But our pitching staff was a huge strength of ours coming into this season. And we just haven't pitched up to our capabilities. And you can figure out anything under the sun of why we're not doing it. But if you asked our starting pitchers, have you carried the weight that you were supposed to, those four would be the first guys to tell you no, they haven't pitched up to their abilities. And I think that's what they're excited most about, is getting back on the mound as soon as possible. And so when you're a starting pitcher, that's what kind of stinks. It's kind of like losing a football game. You got a whole another week until you get back out there to do it, whereas relievers, they can kind of get over it pretty quickly and get back out there the next day. So I'm really expecting our starting pitching to kind of rise up to the challenge, because they have to, because we're not going to get anywhere and be the type of team that we can be if our starting pitching doesn't at least hold opponents down and keep us close so that we can come in late and win some games. And so we're working through some things, but the guys' efforts there, the attitude's there, they're playing the game the right way, and as a coach, you can't fault them for the effort side of things. Now we just got to be more focused on the execution side of things.
It was cold. Who can pitch in the cold? It's hard enough to do any of that other stuff in the cold. So, well, hey, Bob, best of luck this weekend at Hayes.
Thank you very much.
Damon Day, see you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Awesome. Always love to have the coach in. Don't forget the Loper basketball team. Men home tonight. Class B and D district basketball finals. We've got you covered on our network of stations with Shelton, Fullerton, Overton, Cambridge, Kennesaw, Elwood in Class D action. And we want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on the show today. Loper co-ed men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, Big Ten women's basketball player of the year Jordan Hooper, and Granola Northwest girls basketball coach Mike Hersbury. Coming up tomorrow, Loper Link. We're going to talk a little softball with your other Diamond pal, Holly Carnes. And we'll also talk with Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, about the state tournament field overall, more of the girls' coaches as well.
If you don't have anything to do tonight, get out to the Health and Sports Center and support the Lopes. It'll be a big game for them tonight.
It's Damon Day night. Be sure to stop by and say hi to the coach. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.